celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle of you and your furry best friend. You know, these days, our pets are part of the family. And just as with any family member, you want the best for them and you want to keep them safe. And my first guest, Tom Arnold from PetHub.com, is here to tell us about a technology that will help find a missing Fido and all sorts of other things. Hi, Tom, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Susan. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. I love your website. I want everyone to be directed at the end of our segment to PetHub.com. But tell us, what is PetHub.com?
Well, PetHub is focusing on solving an old problem of lost pets and getting them home faster, but using new technology to do it. So the problem, everybody knows about microchipping and all that, but the problem is when you have a pet that makes it to a shelter, the Humane Society of the U.S. says that 1% of the cats and 12% of dogs only get returned to their original home, and then the rest are adopted out, at least the 50%, and then the other 50% can be put to sleep. So we're thinking, why even let them get to the shelter when over 40% of us actually have phones that can scan these new codes called QR codes? And that's basically it. We're trying to get pets home a lot faster so that you don't even have to worry about the vet or the shelter.
So the new technology then, you basically would be replacing microchips?
No, definitely not replacing microchips, because as people will point out, a collar could, of course, fall off. It's essentially augmenting the whole process. So a microchip is a great safety net. The only problem is that 3% of pets in the U.S. are microchipped, and 58% of those pets, their data is out of date. So the idea here with our QR code pet ID tag, you can basically update it as much as you like. When somebody scans the tag on your pet, you get an email notification about your pet being scanned, and it also lists all this information about your animal that you choose to list. So it could show, here's the latest medications it's using or the vaccinations it's had. Here's all the different people you can try. Here's my number, my neighbor's number, all that information. And again, you can hide it all. And some people are actually saying, I don't want all that information out there. So you can actually contact the owner through our website so that nobody ever sees any of that personal information. So we're trying to cover all those bases.
Well, I really like the sounds of that, because I know we've adopted, you know, our last two dogs and our cat, and you know, they always want to microchip, and we do that, and we kind of think that's it. We feel pretty good about it, and now that you're bringing out statistics, it makes sense that something what you've developed would kind of be a safety net. And as far as the sizes of tags, because, you know, we don't have a visual here, so can you describe what that looks like and what the sizes are? I mean, they're small enough for cats, I assume?
You bet, absolutely. The first tags we came out with were 1.5 inches as we were testing the concept about a year ago. Unfortunately, 1.5 inch tag, you put that on a cat and the poor thing is going to tip forward. So we've definitely moved to some smaller tags, and they scan very well with iPhones, Androids, Blackberries, Windows mobile devices, all that. And then we also make sure that in addition to that QR code, it also shows the web address linking to that pet's profile. So if somebody doesn't really know what that code is, and it's all visible on a cat size tag and all the way up. And we actually
introduced a new collar.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
That's okay.
So those are tags that hang off the neck. We actually are working with a company, a partner, that makes these things called scruff tags. The company is called DogIDs.com. And what they do is they take our QR code and they etch them onto this flat tag that's essentially embroidered into the collar itself. So you don't have that jingling thing hanging off the neck. And it's typically on the back of the dog's scruff or cat scruff, so that you can lean over the animal and scan it with your phone instead of having to reach down to look at a tag.
That is really cool, because I think when we travel, and we do travel a lot, you know, we have a couple of different I don't want to say we have different outfits, but let's just say, you know, we're doing a photo shoot or something like that. And so we might have a collar that doesn't have, you know, six different tags on it because, you know, you do have your rabies tags, your license tags, the things that you think that you really need in case your pet gets lost. And so with this tag, is this, does this interfere with the different tags on there? Can it get damaged?
We have found that if you have a tag on there and it's against other tags, you can run into the exact same problem as any tag where if they're bumping up against each other, they can put these micro abrasions on there. But through our testing, we found that the tag continues to scan even though it starts to look fuzzy. If it gets to the point where it's gotten completely damaged, we have a 100% replacement policy. Just send it back. We'll return it a new one to you, no problem.
I like the scruff collar too, because then that eliminates even worrying about that or thinking something like that can happen. And I'm curious if there's an annual fee for this.
Right. So we're taking this approach of what's called a freemium model in internet company parlance, and the idea is that you have some really cool services that are free, and then hopefully you have some premium subscriptions that if people the value, they're willing to pay for those. So the freemium model, or the free part of this, is you pay for the tag. It's a pretty low expense, plus, like I said, guaranteed. And then the storage of your pet's data, whatever it is, that costs nothing, and it never will cost anything. When you move up to some of our premium subscriptions, we're actually launching here in about 3 weeks. The idea is that you can have pet insurance. So if the animal is lost, it's covered for $3,000 of emergency medical insurance while it's out of your care. So that's an example of one of the premium offerings that we're providing. Also in that subscription, we're adding this thing. And since you travel, it made me think of you specifically, Susan. If your pet goes missing in a particular city that you're visiting, you can do an Amber Alert-like announcement to all the different shelters in that area, and it'll take all of the Pet Hub data that you've already entered on our site and package it up and send it off to those shelters within a 20-mile radius.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we're very excited about that. And that's, an example of one of our premium packages. But we're hoping that with the $3,000 insurance coverage and with the these types of services I'm mentioning, we're coming in right around $5 a month for that kind of thing. And again, if you don't want any of that, like you think you've got it all covered, it's an indoor cat, never gets out, and you just want to be able to keep its data just in case it does sneak out, then you're covered with just the tag and the free account that we have without upgrading.
Well, I'll tell you, that's more than reasonable, and it's hard to put a price on your pet's safety. And
sure.
It sounds really exciting. So I want to direct everyone to your website, pethub.com. And I understand you have a gift for one of our lucky listeners.
Absolutely. So the scruff tag collar that I was mentioning, we'd like to give away one of those to one of your listeners. And whatever color they choose, whatever size, we've got a extra small all the way up through extra large. And they come in around $28 retail. And so we'd love to give one of your listeners one of those.
Oh, that's so great. So be the first caller at 1-866-405-8405, and you will receive a new scruff collar for your pet. Once again, that number is 1-866-405-8405. Thanks, Tom, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you, Susan.
For more information, log on to pethub.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be talking with someone from the land down under. So, sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
PetHub.com helps you get your lost pet home faster by using new technology to solve an old problem. Why hope someone takes your pet to a shelter or vet to scan for a microchip when over 40% of us already have cell phones that can scan a PetHub.com pet tag? Store emergency contact, medications, dietary needs, licensing information, and much more. PetHub.com. Protect, share, nurture. celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is brought to you by our good friends at The Honest Kitchen, where dehydrated raw pet foods offer a way to create fresh, natural meals for your pet in the comfort of your home. My next guest is Todd Miller with Aussie Inc. Hi, Todd, and welcome to the show.
Hello, Susan. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for joining us from Australia. This is so exciting.
See, now you're international, so it's all very good. Yes. No, thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. I feel very international today. And I know when you visit your website, AussieInc.com, and that's Aussie-Inc.com for those of you that are taking pen to paper, you certainly have a wide range of products. And what can you tell us about the company, Aussie Inc.?
Thanks, Susan. Aussie Inc. is a company that I set up just over 2 years ago. And basically, what I do is I work with people, either inventors or companies in Australia that have got unique products that are designed or invented in Australia. Actually, then I import them into the United States and then sell them through retail, and we sell them through my website and a few other things.
Well, that sounds like fun. I do know someone there in Australia, but I don't think they have any pet products, so that probably wouldn't make any difference. But I think what is really interesting to me is that you can make a success out of this. And I'm wondering if you're flying around a lot, or do you are you able to just manage everything from home?
No, I've got an office here in Australia, and I've got an office in Los Angeles, and I spend about half my life in Australia with my family, and then half my life in the United States, and then the medium to longer term plan is as my company grows, we've always had this real need, and the whole family, in fact, to do a bit of an adventure and maybe end up moving there. So that's something that we could do down the track a bit. So yeah, it's very exciting.
And I see that you have some fun pet products. What are your top sellers?
Well, Susan, I've got, in terms of pet products from Australia, I've got the Hound House. The Hound House is an Australian-invented portable dog kennel, or portable canine kennel, and that is a canvas-roof, steel-framed kennel that is designed that you can have it at home, and then you can take it traveling, and folds up and it comes with a carry bag. And then I've got a new line of pet products that I launched earlier this year in the United States, and the brand is called Rufus and Coco. And Rufus and Coco have a really amazing range of pet supplements, pet vitamins, pet grooming products, and then they've got this a really, really beautiful range of pet accessories, collars and leashes and harnesses. And, it's very exciting.
Well, I wanted to ask you about the Hound Houses. How easy are these portable? Because I know sometimes I get things that say, oh, you can travel with them, but it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it can be. I mean, the Hound House comes in four sizes. So there's a small, a medium, a large, and an extra large. The small will cater for, small dogs, small dogs, and then the extra large will hold a dog up to, 180 pounds, so it'll hold a big retriever and everything else. And the bed in the base of the kennel is raised from the ground, so if you're outside or anywhere, the dog doesn't get cold or wet, and it comes with a mattress inside the bed. And when you get the kennel, it's actually assembled. All you need to do is clip the end legs in, and once they're clipped in, that's it. And basically what happens is there's a bar across the top that holds the whole kennel together. You undo the bar, and then the two ends fold flat. You put it in the bag, and away you go. So it's very simple, very easy, and, it's a great product.
Yeah, that sounds really fun, and I like the look of those, too. They look really sturdy, and, and so I have a lab and a boxer, so they both – what size would you recommend if I wanted to put them both in one of the hound houses?
Yeah, I'd be thinking the extra large if you're going to try and get them both in there, and then I guess with the boxer you might get away with a large, as well.
But yeah,
it's better that they're snug rather than, because a lot of people when they buy a kennel they'll buy a bigger kennel to give the dog a bit of room, when in actual fact, you know, the dog wants to, particularly if it's sleeping, wants to kind of snuggle in a bit. So you want to try and get a kennel that's kind of a good fit rather than, you know, because we've sold them quite, you know, people that's got a basset hound and they buy a large one because they want to give it plenty of room, but in actual fact, the dog wants snugness.
Yeah, yeah. With the Rufus and Coco, that's really a kind of a catchy name. I think that would be easy for people to remember. And you talked about having some supplements.
Yeah, they've got we've got a range of, the supplement range covers things like, there's a product, Rufus and Coco Vitality Plus, which is a daily multivitamin. All of these supplements are a powder and you add them to the food or water. So there's a Vitality Plus. There's an Inner Balance, which helps maintain gut health and aid recovery. There's a really great product called Odofender, and Odofender actually improves digestion and actual eliminates odor includes breath, so it improves the pet's breath. There's a Super Skin and Coat, and then there's a Joint Aid. That was the product that was invented originally by Rufus and Coco, which was a product that will aid particularly for older dogs, joints and arthritis and things like that. So, and joint inflammation. So that's the range. And then there's a grooming range with some shampoos and pamper sprays and a number of other products. Yeah.
Well, to be off product topic for a minute, what about? I understand there's a pet charity initiative. What is that about?
Yeah, I was hoping to have something a little bit more substantial, and there's a bit of it that I can't talk about. But I've been working. One of the key elements that I want to do for, you know, I guess the pet industry and things is look for pet care. And one of the initiatives that we're looking at the moment is working with the American Humane Association and doing some initiatives with them. They have an amazing program called Red Star. I'm not sure your listeners may have heard of it. And it's they do disaster relief and recovery for pets, where they send in a big semi-trailer, which has got basically a temporary pet hospital and pet shelter. And Aussie Inc. and what we're going to do with the Hound House product is that I'll be supporting the American Humane Association really directly, particularly with the Red Star program, and we've got a couple of other initiatives. And really excited by that. And you know, the Red Star program, they help pets in disaster areas, and they nurture them and bring them back to health. And then they have a reuniting program where they actually have volunteers going out looking for their owners and do a reuniting program. So, you know, it's something that I really believe in. I think there's a real, certainly disaster areas, it's very important to look after people and do all that. But, particularly recent times with tornadoes and things where you've got, the people are obviously looking out for themselves as well, but then there's all the animals and things that need to be looked after.
Yeah, that's important. Now, do you have any information available at this time on your website?
I'm hoping to, and we'll have something up. There is a charity navigation bar on my website at the moment. It just says coming soon because we're in the final throws of all of that. There's actually going to be three different programs within the Humane Association. So we're just finalising off the other two. Hopefully in the next week I'll have that up and running. So people will know about it. And there is one initiative that will actually be huge, a very exciting thing. So, your listeners look out for that.
Oh, good. Well, that's exciting. And I understand you have a gift for one of our lucky listeners.
I do. And again, thanks for allowing me the time to have a bit of a chat, Aussie style with my accent. I've actually got a grooming pack from Rufus and Coco to give away to one of your lucky listeners. So it includes a 4-in-1 shampoo, and it also includes a pamper spray. So once your dog's clean and you brush it off, you can use a pamper spray, which shines the coat up.
Oh, that sounds great. So be the first caller at 1-866-405-8405, and you will receive the grooming pack for your pet. Once again, that number is 1-866-405-8405. Thanks, Todd, for taking the time to talk with me today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Susan. Thanks a lot, everybody.
For more information, please visit AussieInc.com. That is Aussie-Inc.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, We'll be talking about home emergencies and the best way to protect Fido. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
What's super cool in pet carriers? The Zazuka. It rolls. That's right, on wheels. And it's not just two wheels. Zazuka has four wheels that are double stacked to glide right over curbs and upstairs. Furry friends can catch the view through the soft mesh sides in the front window. The frame is so sturdy, you can sit on it. And the whole thing can be secured with a standard seat belt while you're in the car. Check out Zazuka at Zuka.com. That's Z-U-C-A.com.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims with Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And did you know that the world has gone to the blogs? Social media is here to stay, and blogging is a big part of that. My next guest, Caroline Golan, co-founder of Blog Paws, is on the line to tell us about the wonderful world of blogs. Hi, Caroline, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, I am so glad you had time to chat with us a little bit. So, Blog Paws, I know this is the third annual event, but what is Blog Paws, and how did you decide to hold this annual event?
Well, Susan, blogpaws.com is actually an online community of pet bloggers, people who blog about their pets, pet writers, pet brand companies, and really any pet lovers who want to come together to network and support each other online. We created this community with the sole purpose of supporting one another and, you know, having fun doing it as well. And, you know, doing things online is terrific, and we all know that, but that kind of face-to-face interaction is so important. I think we've all realized with the, you know, the way social media is today that kind of what we call nose-to-nose interaction is really key to, you know, making those connections. And so we put this together, this annual conference, and we bring together all of these just wonderful pet people to network and have fun and attend education sessions about blogging and social media. We've got some terrific keynote speakers, and again, really, you know, spend a lot of time together learning about each other's causes and platforms and learning how we can support one another.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. I know you've had great success thus far. And for those of us who would love to attend, when is it and where is it this year?
Well, we are having our next event August 25th through the 27th, this coming August in a few weeks, at the Sheridan Premier in Tyson's Corner, Virginia, which is like 10 minutes outside of Washington, D.C.
And now for people that are attending, is this a Fido-friendly event? Can they bring their dogs?
Absolutely. In fact, we have about 25% of our attendees bring their pets. And, you know, the majority of those are going to be dogs, but we do have some cats coming, and we have a hamster, I think a turtle. Last year we had a macaw, and a few ferrets so far have registered.
Oh, my gosh.
Definitely.
And so this hotel, I was going to say, this hotel really, do most people stay there? So this is a wonderful pet-friendly hotel then.
Very much so. And they're very excited to have us there. So, yeah, it'll be quite a menagerie. I mean, you know, we're expecting about 350 people. So, you know, we're probably going to have a good 75 pets there.
Well, that's an amazing attendance.
Yeah.
And you know, when you actually started the website, you know, between the inception and where things have gotten today, in your guesstimate, how many pet-related blogs are there? I'm specific to dogs, but just pet-related blogs, what would you guesstimate?
There's thousands of them. It's, you know, we barely touched the, you know, scratch the surface in terms of how many people are out there writing about their pets. So, I mean, you know, it's hard to estimate, but I would venture to guess 10,000, maybe more.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, all over the world, people love their pets, and they love writing about them.
It's really a labor of love, I think, for a lot of people. Don't you agree? I think there's a need to connect, but also to be informed and to learn something. And in my mind, I think that's what makes social media so important. But what do you think?
Oh, I totally agree. You know, I like to joke that I believe that social media was invented for people with pets, because we just cannot get enough of sharing information about our pets, pet photos, pet stories, you know, information about pet products. I mean, you know, we all know. We're all crazy about our pets. So, you know, having the opportunity to share with people who get us is just so powerful. And that goes for pet bloggers and, you know, people who don't blog but engage in Facebook and in Twitter and other forms of social media. I mean, think about how popular the, you know, cat videos are on YouTube. It's just... it was made for us crazy pet people, I think.
I know. That's one thing we can never get enough of. No matter how busy your day is, you're always gonna look at that YouTube someone sends you. Like, oh check this out. This is cute.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like, I mean, think of how we behave at the dog park. You know, you always make good friends with people at the dog park. It's kind of the same thing. It's just that common bond that is just so powerful.
Well, this sounds like a lot of fun. And for those that are listening, if they wanted to attend perhaps next year, who are the likely candidates to attend Blog Paws?
I think that, again, you know, we offer a lot of education sessions specific to blogging and social media that would be appropriate for people who want to be pet bloggers, for pet writers of any type of medium, pet businesses, anybody who runs a pet business and uses content to promote that pet business. And we also have a huge component of animal welfare organizations, so rescues or shelters or anyone who is interested in saving pets in need and who, you know, use online marketing and mechanisms and social media and things like that to get the word out. I would say there's something for everybody at our event.
Well, it certainly sounds like it. It's a big world out there. So where can our listeners learn more about Blog Paws?
They can visit our website, which is www.blogpaws.com. And it's blog and, you know, paws, P-A-W-S.com. And I invite listeners to join the Blog Paws community. There's a little tab on there that says Blog Paws Community, and click on that and join our community. It's completely free, and there's a ton of pet lovers there. There's a lot of education, a lot of information going on there, and you'll always be kept abreast of all the latest things that are happening with the Blog Paws organization and events that we're holding.
Oh, that's great. That's a good step. Well, Caroline, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a great day, Susan.
Thanks, you too. For more information, Bye. Log on to blogpaws.com. We're going to take a quick break, so sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Fido Friendly Magazine is celebrating their 50th issue with Betty White on the cover and would like to share a golden opportunity with you. For a limited time, you can subscribe to Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog for 50% off. Just call toll-free 1-888-881-5861 and mention Animal Radio to receive your discount. Once again, that number is 1-888-881-5861. Start receiving the one magazine your dog will thank you for today.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is brought to you by L'Oreal, because your pet is worth it today. Now imagine a day where over 5,000 people and their best four-legged friends come together to play games, swim, eat, and just enjoy each other's company and raise thousands of dollars for breast cancer research. So mark your calendars for the 8th annual Because Your Dog is Worth It 2 Day, August 20th. Go online, Your Dog is Worth It 2, that's TOO.com. My next guest is Lisa Ciapetta with Protection One. Hi, Lisa, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. Thank you very much for having me.
It is my pleasure. We're always concerned about our furry best friends, and the best way that we can take care of them in case they get lost. And I wanted to ask you, what's one of the most basic and simple ways to ensure your pet is safe in case they do go missing or they're involved in a home emergency?
Well, the most basic thing that you can do is make sure that your pet is wearing a well-fitting collar that they can't wiggle out of and that has up-to-date contact information. Include your cell phone number and potentially more than one cell phone number if that's applicable so that when someone finds your pet, they can get hold of you immediately.
And, you know, I know when we're home, we work from home and our pets are with us a lot. The other day, it was really interesting. We have a cat now, and we have one of those screens that are retractable. And we were just going about our business, doing what we normally do. We had that screen open. And I looked out the window, and there was a cat that looked like my cat. And so I told my husband, I said, "Boy, that sure looks like our cat." And then the more I looked at it, I said, "That is our cat." Now, our cat is not an outdoor cat. That was our decision, our choice to keep her inside. So I don't know if that's silly or not, but basically she popped the screen. I think she was looking at bugs. Something happened and she popped the screen and we were so unaware. So that may happen to a lot of people. I don't know. But what kinds of things can people do inside their homes to ensure pet safety and security?
Well, the same thing happened to me. I have a dog and I have an indoor cat, and when my cat gets outside, he's really not sure what to do with himself. And I think that if he started to wander, he might not be able to find his way back. Statistics show that that dogs and cats that do wander away are returned to their owner a lot less than you might think. It's 20% and less of the time. And most of those that are returned are returned because of a tattoo or a microchip that enables them to find their owner. Another thing that you can do is keep an emergency kit available that has especially a recent photo of your pet. If your pet goes missing, you want to be able to quickly put your hands on a photo so that you can get that up around your neighborhood and you don't want to have to waste time going to look for one.
Yeah, so sometimes these are just the common sense, and I know I had a friend years ago that always told me to make sure while our pets were indoors to keep collars and so on and so forth. And I said, well, why would I do that? The pet's inside. But, you know, case in point, you know, where our cat Charlie went missing, and I agree with you. I think if she was out there very long, she wouldn't have a clue on what to do. But now that's when we're home. We're pretty certain we can keep an eye on our pets. But what if we're not home? What can you do to ensure pet safety if you're away?
Well, if you're not at home, one of the basic things that you can do is just make sure wires and cords from lights and other decorations are kept out of the reach of your pet. They can chew them and maybe get a cut or a burn or, you know, receive a very bad injury and even start a fire unintentionally. But another thing that's very important to do is to have a monitored smoke detector and even CO detector, because when you're not home, your pet is left to one of your neighbors, perhaps noticing, and they are very susceptible to smoke and CO damage. Probably we need less of a concentration than a human to get very sick or even die.
Yeah, see, I think, like myself, I don't know that we're thinking through this. We're on our way to do the next errand or, you know, you secure your pet. And in our case, we have a laundry room, that has an extension on it as a kennel. So when we built our house, we made it specifically for the pets and we have an area for them to stay. But, I know technology is, you know, changes daily and there's always new things out there. And I was going to ask you how technology can help ensure our pet safety and security.
Well, a monitored alarm system can detect a smoke detector that goes off in your home when you're not away, or a carbon monoxide detection. And the protocol in most every jurisdiction is that the fire department would be dispatched immediately upon receiving a smoke or carbon monoxide signal. It's considered a life safety event. So if you have pets in the home, even when you're not home, if one of those things were to happen, your pets can be rescued even when you're not there.
So for Protection One, how can Protection One help us with this? Because like I said, the technology is so amazing now that it seems like we can do virtually everything away from home by the use of apps and our phones.
Well, sure. Protection One has applications that will allow you not only to know that your burglar alarm system has been activated or turned on or turned off, it will allow you to turn it off yourself. If you, for instance, have a pet sitter that you'd like to come in and walk your pet but maybe not give them your alarm system code, you can deactivate it for them so that they can enter the home and then reactivate it when they leave. In addition, there's applications available that will allow you to actually see your pets if you'd like. You can install cameras inside your home that only you would have access to, but you can look and make sure that your pets are safe so that you have that peace of mind when you're not in the home with them.
So now, is this Protection One, you know, obviously they didn't start out with this idea that's going to also extend to our family members. Protection One, when did this happen to be part of the normal for Protection One to help out in with our emergencies as it might affect our pets?
Well, it's a natural extension, you know, for many of us, our pets are a part of our family, and we want to help to protect our family members when we're home and when we're not in the home. So the same applications that can allow you to make sure that your latchkey child is home safely can allow you to look at your pet. And then I think that everyone lives by their handheld device these days. I know that I do, my BlackBerry or your iPhone. And so many people have become dependent on that device, and they carry it everywhere. It's become part of our lifestyle. And you expect to be able to interact with more parts of your life, and your personal safety and your family safety is just an extension of that.
Now, on your website, which is Protection One, and that's the number one, protectionone.com, where can listeners go to learn more about this? Do you have a tutorial, or do you have a section that someone could click on to learn more about what we were talking about today?
Sure. There's a number of spots on the protectionone.com website where anyone can click based on their point of interest. We can also have someone come out to the home and give demonstrations of the kinds of devices and applications that we've talked about, but they are all available on protectionone.com.
Yeah, it's a pretty easily, it's pretty intuitive. I've gone to the website and looked at it. So it's pretty easy to maneuver around. And like you said, someone can call if they have any questions. But I think it's exciting. I think that, like I said, things are changing daily. And it looks like Protection One is on the forefront to help us keep up to date with things that we can do to keep our pets safe.
Yes, it's one of the things that is very important to us. We have pet safety campaigns that run along with our smoke and fire awareness campaigns throughout the year.
Well, for more information, please, everyone, log on to protectionone.com, and that's the number one. So thanks, Lisa, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you, Susan, very much for having me.
That's it for Fido Friendly Travel Talk. And for more information on today's show or just about traveling with Fido, you can pick up a copy of Fido Friendly Magazine at Borders, Barnes & Noble, Hastings, Safeway, or save a tree and subscribe to our online version at FidoFriendly.com. Until next time, travel safe and leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
This is Animal Radio Network.